Cheka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria môre 22, Johannesburg en Tsenin 20 en Mbombela 19 grade.
In 4 is N1 southbound queuing traffic towards Winnie Mandela Drive exit.
In your sport headlines, the Lions leading the Bulls by 19 points to 7 in a top-of-the-table clash, and Siya Kolisi says that the Boks are fired up for the Ellis Park battle.
President Cyril Ramaphosa sê die regering is verbind tot misdaadbestryding. Dit volg na die onderteken van 'n nuwe samewerking ooreenkoms met nasionale en provinsiale regering en gemeenskapsorganisasies om wetstoepassing te verbeter. Ramaphosa het Suid-Afrikaners gevra om pogings te steun om gemeenskappe van misdadigers terug te wen.
Our people have had enough. Had enough of criminals that are terrorizing our communities and making them live in fear. And today, by signing this cooperation agreement, we're saying enough is enough. Genoeg is genoeg.
Môre is presies 'n jaar sedit die Osindiso geboubrand in Marshalltown, Johannesburg. 77 mense het in die brand omgekom. Woordvoerder van die Marshalltown Fire Justice Campaign, Matt Clesebe.
Lots of those survivors are either at a Lindela detention center waiting deportation, if not deported. Many South Africans were forced to abandon the city to return to KZN Eastern Cape because of lack of support. Those few who were lucky to be in alternative emergency accommodation. Their lives have been nothing short of a disaster upon disaster.
Die minister van Finansies, Enokoronwana, waarsku teen oorhaastige onttrekking uit pensioenfondse as deel van die tweepotstelsel. Die stelsel tree op die 1 September in werking. Dit gee aftreefondslede toegang tot hul spaargeld sonder om te bedank.
I would not encourage anybody to jump for it with ease. This is their future savings. Any tip that goes through a credit card to them, I treat it as an additional income and they pay it. Why would the people who, for some reasons, decide to take their savings earlier than is required, not pay a tax on it as additional income?
In goeie nuus, die Automobielassosiasie voorspel dat alle brandstofpryse sal volgende maand daal. Dit sal moontlik die 4de agtereen en volgende daling van die jaar wees. Woordvoerder Eleanor Mavimbela sê data van die Sentrale Energiefonds toon petrol sal met ongeveer 94 sent per liter daal.
If the predicted decreases materialize, the cumulative impact of the last 4 decreases is substantial. Considering for instance, unleaded 93 inland, the decreases amount to around 2.44 cents per liter, which in total will bring around a saving of around 122 rand on a 50 liter petrol tank.
Deels bewolk môre, Pretoria 11:22, Johannesburg 9:20, Polokwane 9:18 en Emalahleni 8:13 grade. Ek is Chanel September, top story at this hour. President Cyril Ramaphosa says government is committed to fighting crime in the country.
Rob Forbes live on Jacaranda FM.